I believe if we change dinner, we can change the world.
Well, that's very simple. How so?
Is, you know, what we do at our kitchen table is one of the most powerful things, you know, that we do every day. And through the food that we buy, through the way that we eat, eating with our families, eating with our friends, and really knowing where our food comes from, we actually can affect change all around the globe, which is an unbelievable fact that most of us don't think about.
Right, because I guess what there are the environmental implications, the sociological implications.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, as basic as the simple facts that, you know, eating with people, with our families, is better for us emotionally. It's better for kids. It's better for families. But then all the way up to, you know, if we buy some food locally, it's an unbelievable way to express our own, you know, belief in democracy and capitalism, because we're keeping money in our own communities, you know, and keeping the systems running well. But also the type of food we buy can either be really good for the environment or can be really bad for the environment. And the systems that we're supporting by our food dollar can actually be great for global food issues, or actually can be really bad for global food issues.
But the food system we have now is the outgrowth of capitalism, isn't it? I mean, it's...
In many ways, unfortunately, it's not, because so much of the food system is based on a lot of big government programs, subsidies, and our big farm policy has directed us towards a food system that really actually is in many ways growing the wrong foods and therefore having us eat a lot of the wrong foods. And so if we really rethink, you know, our capitalist energy and focus it towards supporting real farmers, cutting out the middlemen, and you know, understanding where our food comes from, we have a much better chance of building a real capitalist food economy.
We did a series of stories here a couple of years back talking about healthy eating, healthy foods. And one of the conclusions we reached is that poor people can't afford to eat healthy.
Well, if we look at some basic comparisons, it doesn't make much sense that an apple picked off a tree and brought to you to the market is somehow often more expensive than a whole bag of chips that requires the petroleum inputs, the plastic, the processing, the factories, the salt, all the stuff that goes into making it. You know, it's the irony is that, again, we've really subsidized unhealthy food and made it a lot more, you know, a lot easier to eat, a lot easier to find. And we haven't done the same with just good quality fresh produce. I believe it's really a system problem, and that when people really do have the direct comparison of, hey, I can buy this healthy, fresh thing, and I know how to prepare it, and I have the resources to cook it, and I have the knowledge to know how to prepare it, then really that's a more direct comparison. But in today's system, it's a lot harder for people to do that really at any economic level.
I thought of you earlier this week. There was a story on National Public Radio about a recent study that seems to indicate there's no difference between eating organic foods and standard foods you find in the grocery stores. Are you familiar with that?
Absolutely.
What's your conclusion on that?
My conclusion is we're asking the wrong questions. You know, look, if people are eating fresh produce, that's the good news, right? Now, one thing the study didn't really look closely at is that in many ways, you know, organic food should be cheaper. It requires less inputs. It actually has a less of a footprint. So it doesn't make sense if you really look at the economics that somehow organic is more expensive. But the second order effects of the environment could be important to consider. But the much more important issue to consider is, are we taking good care of the soil? Are we providing a food system and access to local fresh vegetables to everyone, regardless of whether they're grown organically or conventionally? And are we focusing our agricultural power and policies on getting people the kind of food we should be eating and not just on the few grain monocultures that we're currently growing now? So like I said, I really think it's the wrong question.